The Back Porch USA, That's My Tune, is brought to you by Anchor FM, your all-in-one podcasting resource.
Well, hey there, and thanks for stopping on in. I'm glad you can make it back. In fact, why don't you kick off your shoes, pop a squat. It's going to take a little bit of time, but not too much time out of your day. In fact, I like to keep my episodes short and sweet, to the point, and no bullshit. In fact, I keep it so short that it's like a T-Rex, mighty, but with short arms, and I can't reach my nuts. I'm Luke Geller, your host, and you are listening to The Back Porch USA, TBP USA, and I am so glad that you are back. I have some good stories for you today. In fact, we're looking at the cannibal sandwich and the squirrels are coming, installment 3. With that being said, why don't we kick it on off, huh? You know, we're in the holiday seasons here, and everything is full bore. Holiday. Everybody wants to have the holiday. I've heard of some weird holiday traditions. You know, you got your Elf on the Shelf. That's pretty common these days. It was pretty bizarre and unheard of when I was young. I don't know why we need stuffed toys watching over our children just to tell our children that Santa isn't real. But this one is one that has stuck around, disappeared for a long time, and came back. We're talking about the Upper Midwest. It is a Milwaukee tradition, come Christmas time, for people to consume what is called the cannibal sandwich. And the cannibal sandwich causes such an uproar around Christmas time. Bunzel's Meat Shop goes through over 1,000 pounds of raw beef and 250 pounds of raw onions exclusively for the cannibal sandwich. Now, I think you know where I'm going with this at this point when I say over 1,000 pounds of raw beef, but let's clarify what's going on. It is a northern tradition in Wisconsin to consume a sandwich consisting of raw beef, raw onions, with salt and pepper to taste. Raw beef, folks. Raw beef. Now, the owner of the Bunzel's Meat Shop says, "Don't knock it till you try it. The inexperienced are often shocked by what they witness." It's crazy. It's fucking crazy. It does come with a precaution. There is no warning sign on this, folks. There is no warning sign for dumbasses that you could get E. coli. You could get salmonella. You could die from eating this sandwich. It's a raw beef sandwich with sliced onions and salt and pepper to taste. While the cannibal sandwiches are a longtime Milwaukee tradition, some southwestern Wisconsinites may be more eager to try the cannibal sandwich. It's mainly an upper Midwest thing. You may also find the sandwich known as a tiger meat sandwich or a wildcat sandwich. Now, folks, I'm not promoting this. I'm not telling you go out and eat this raw meat sandwich. That's got to be disgusting. I am a hunter. I hunt for my food. I skin my own food. I gut my own food. I butcher my own food. Now, going through the butchering process, to think about having that raw in my mouth is disgusting. It's wrong. It's gonna coat your mouth in tallow and fat. It's going to cause major upset in your gastrointestinal system just from the raw beef itself. There are risks to what you are eating. Dr. Zorba Pastor is a longtime cannibal sandwich fan and said that there will be and always will be a risk of eating a cannibal sandwich, but there are steps that you can take to lower it. Like, you can seriously lower your risk of E. coli by getting better meat? I don't think so. Public radio host Dr. Zorba said, the best cannibal sandwich is if you take steak, or something like steak, and you grind it up. The worst cannibal sandwich is if you simply eat ground beef out of the package, because then your risk of E. coli is greater. Folks, your risk of E. coli is almost equal no matter what kind of raw meat you eat. If it's red meat, E. coli will be present. You have to cook and heat your meat. Heat it. You have to heat the meat up to at least 160 degrees Fahrenheit for it to kill the E. coli virus. Now that's still good enough for you to get a bleeding sandwich, a sandwich where blood just runs out of it. And that's how I like my meat. I like my steaks and my burgers medium rare, so that they're properly cooked and heated, but still left rare in the center. Rare enough for my delicious taste, at least. I am not a cannibal sandwich eater. Pastor said, aim for the leanest cut of beef you can get. Let your butcher know you are using the meat for a cannibal sandwich and ask for it to be freshly ground with a clean grinder. Yeah, because your butcher is gonna give a shit that you're gonna go out and eat raw meat. That butcher don't care. That butcher is gonna look at you like you're an idiot and give you meat, give you raw beef, and be done with you. It says don't dawdle, eat the meat the same day you buy it, and preferably before the party ends, because that's gonna save you. Now folks, this Wisconsin specialty, its history is murky. It doesn't sit. But the Carlisles, who own the Bunzel's meat store, going through over 1,000 pounds of raw beef and 250 pounds of raw onions during the Christmas time season, says that it's kind of like making cheese in Wisconsin. Like, you always had dairy and you always had meat. Being an extremely agricultural state, it is one of the necessities that you always had, he says. Despite its history, the cannibal sandwich's popularity plummeted for a long time. But the dynamic of life has changed. Fewer people are living on farms, and health concerns have raised over processed and convenience foods. Personally, I am from the northern states. I've never heard of this. I've never tried it. I don't want to try it. A lot of the ways that people prepared things and did things back then were lost. And everybody wants to blame it on the millennials, but it's not the millennials. It's just traditions have died off. Jeff Zupum and Chef Justin Carlisle have said that tastes are changing and they're seeing signs of the cannibal sandwich coming back. And this is why I'm bringing it to you today, folks. Don't be that dumbass that eats a raw beef sandwich. You know, I go out and I eat my sushi and my sashimi, and I take my chances when I eat raw fish. I don't eat puffer fish. I don't eat lion fish. I don't go out there and try and eat the most poisonous fish in the ocean. I take my time. I like my eel. I like my my tuna and my salmon and that kind of stuff. And yes, I'm taking, calamari too, but I'm taking a chance with my own health every time I eat it. So if you're gonna go out there and take a chance with something, make sure that it's safe. Follow the doctor's orders and make sure that it is a fine cut of steak that you bring home and you grind up and you put on your bread and you put your onions on there and that is just gross. I don't understand how people are doing this. I'm looking at this and this is stupid. This isn't tradition. We didn't have enough wood to fire the stove to cook our damn Christmas supper. This has got to be Depression era. This had to have been developed in the Depression era because it's raw beef. I don't know. People are nuts. With that being said, I'm letting this lay. You take away from it what you will. The cannibal sandwich. Raw beef, raw onions, and salt and pepper to taste. Knock it before you try it. With that being said, I'm cutting a commercial break, and I will see you after this shake and bake commercial. Well, hey there, and welcome back to the Back Porch USA. We're looking at The Squirrels Are Coming, Installment 3. And this is the history on the War on Squirrels. In fact, I myself had my own War on Squirrels this week. If you were paying attention to the Back Porch USA Productions Group and the Back Porch USA Facebook page, both on Facebook, I had a war with squirrels this week. They chewed through my Christmas lights, thus resulting in me getting electrocuted in the dark because I was trying to figure out where the broken bulb was, where the dead bulb was, and I reached over, I grabbed what I thought was a strand of wires, and it was a single hot wire that zapped me pretty dang good. these squirrels, they seem to surround me. They do. They seem to surround me. In fact, I think I am pissing them off by talking about them. I think they listen. I really do. The rabbit hole is getting deeper, folks. The rabbit hole is getting deeper. They attack not just one section of lights, but they attacked several sections of lights. And they also wound up breaking the glass table on my patio. Ran out into the middle of the front yard with my string of lights while it was electrocuting them. I tell you, it's nuts. But what I got for you here today is the third installment of The Squirrels Are Coming. In 1899, the state of Virginia gave the gift of a pair of gray squirrels that were dubbed the Adam and Eve of all squirrels. The goal was to repopulate the nation's capital with furry little devils. By 1901, it was all set with the Washington Post publishing, "It is Woods' intention to restock the grounds surrounding the Capitol's buildings with squirrels in order to increase the attractiveness of the park." Now that's all I got for you for installment three, but it says a lot about how we viewed squirrels back then. Squirrels are evil. They are evil little creatures, but back then they were seen as beautiful critters that could do no harm. And you know, even my family didn't believe me when I said the squirrels will attack. And then they did attack. And they ruined our Christmas lights. Stole three bulbs and then chewed through the main wiring twice in two different spots. And they had to have been electrocuted. It seems like something out of Chevy Chase's Christmas Vacation. But it's not. It's true. That's all I got for you today. That's all I got for you tonight, folks. Thank you for listening in to another episode of the Back Porch USA, TBP-USA. And I love you. Ellers out. I'll catch you on the flip side.
With that being said, folks, thank you for tuning into the Back Porch USA and for your continuing support. It's awesome. I love you guys. You can reach out to me with a voice message here on Anchor FM on the homepage for TBP-USA. You know it, the Back Porch USA. You can also contact me via email, thebackporchusa@gmail.com, with your feedback, stories, ideas, and #meatburger moments. Again, I love you all. Thank you. Have a good night.